You and your loved ones can be Disney characters. At sockandkey.com, you can submit your family's photos and their artists will hand-draw each person from scratch to look like characters from your favorite movies and shows. Select from the Disney classics, the world of Marvel, the Star Wars galaxy, and many more at sockandkey.com. This also makes a great unique Christmas gift for the Disney and movie fans in your life. You'll go down in family history as the best gift giver of all time. Hurry and order quick, as sockandkey.com gets very busy during the holidays and raises prices to keep up with demand the closer it gets to Christmas. Use code DISNEYNERDS for 20% off your order. That's sockandkey.com, sockandkey.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on this week's show, we're going to check in and see all the new things that have come to Walt Disney World for the 50th and everything that's going to be coming in the next couple of years. With me tonight, I've got Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
We also have Sam. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
What is up?
We also have Morgan with us tonight. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And we also have Melissa with us tonight. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, everyone.
So for tonight's show, we're going to go over the parks and talk about some of the things that are actually all the things that we've gotten that were promised for the 50th, and then the things that are still under construction and are due in the next couple of years. And there's a ton of stuff. But we're going to find out it's very centralized to some specific parks. So we'll see how it goes. How's everybody been, by the way?
I'm looking forward, as everyone has said, to coming down, seeing everyone, enjoying the parks, and enjoying some of these new experiences. I know a couple of you guys have already gotten to experience them, but Ed and I have not been able to be down since the 50th started, and looking forward to some of the things we're going to talk about tonight.
When was your last trip down, Melissa?
It's too embarrassing to speak about, but it was.
A while for you.
Yeah, it was the last meetup in 2019.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, we didn't go down at all through COVID. So this will be the first time.
There's so many things. I have my to-do list also. Definitely this time around, there's so many new things to look at, which is great since I was just there in the summertime. Definitely.
It changed everything, the 50th. There's so many things to look at. But wait a minute. There are so many things to eat and drink. Come on, 50 different food items for the 50th across all the parks and resorts. And that right there, you need 18 months to get 50 different food items in.
I feel like we could have an episode just on the food is there for the 50th.
I'm sure we will. Once we experience it, we're going to bring that to as many of them as we can to you guys listening. Now, are they releasing all 50 like on October 1st, or are they releasing them over the course of 18 months?
Most of it's there.
Yeah, as far as we know, most of it's there. They even did a foodie guide right before the 50th.
Yeah.
Because I actually remember I drove down for our 50th weekend, and I actually had my mom read it on the drive down. So we can kind of be
that
like,
that makes
okay.
for a good podcast. Morgan, you could read it to us.
And then me and Jimmy got to try two of the treats in Sunshine Season. So we've already gotten a taste of what's there, and I'm ready for more.
Yeah, some of it specific to a location. Others, like the cupcake, you can find all over the place.
Yeah.
So.
I will tell you, the lemon chiffon blueberry thingamabob that me and Morgan, we had that
cake.
Bundt cake at Sunshine Seasons, but the lemon chiffon thing was amazing. Other than turning your tongue completely blue because it had like this blueberry frosting or something on top of it, that completely turned your whole mouth blue because of all the food color and they use in it. But it tasted amazing.
And here's what I called it when I was down there. I got to talk to one of the Epcot food people, and it's the festival within the festival.
Yep.
So they have a 50th anniversary dessert festival happening all over Epcot while all of the other festivals are happening. So it's in the middle of Food and Wine. It's going to be there for the holidays. It's going to be there for Festival of Arts. It'll be there in the springtime. It'll be all over.
But so, Morgan, the Muppet Haunted Mansion eclair we had at Pizza Rizzo.
Nice.
That was just a Halloween thing.
Just a Halloween Muppet Haunted Mansion thing, not necessarily anything to do with the 50th.
No, because I mean, we just so happened to be, you know, the Muppet Haunted Mansion was just about to premiere when we were there for the 50th anniversary weekend, and so we got 50th treats and we got Muppet Haunted Halloween. Mansion treats, Halloween,
and you
treats.
Got Halloween, and it's going to go right to Christmas, and then you're going to have all the food booths. I mean, it's amazing that there's booths everywhere.
I don't know how long they'll be, and this really has nothing to do with the 50th, so I'll throw this out there before we get started, but right. I don't know how long the new pre-show for Muppet Vision is going to be there, but hopefully it's there when we go, because it's worth going to see it, even if you've already seen Muppet Haunted Mansion, because it's a...
Didn't they have the pre-show with the spy guy from the Muppet movie, the second Muppet movie? He was there for 6 months at least, I think, yeah. after the movie.
Constantine, that was yeah. his name.
But now it's okay. Pepe the King Prawn.
Oh wow, Prawn. I can't wait. See, now I didn't know that. That is something to look forward to and make sure I go to Muppets, which I definitely would not. I always go to Muppets.
That's part of Muppets on a Mansion, not the 50th. So how long does it last? Is that just a Halloween or is it I don't know.
We'll call
when
that
when we walked up to Muppets, they did have the banners for Muppet Haunted Mansion. So my thought is if those banners are still up, the pre-show should still be there.
We walked in and caught the very end of it, and I told Morgan and her mom, I'm like, you guys go in, watch the movie. I'm going to stay in the queue so I can watch the whole thing, and I recorded it. But
beautiful.
Very, very funny. Have all of you seen Muppet Haunted Mansion?
Yes.
Yes.
I have not yet.
I've seen it twice.
It's funny.
I'm ashamed of you. I've seen it three times already.
It's funny. You know, and we haven't even got started on the 50th yet. We're 6 minutes into this thing. And you know, Muppets Haunted Mansion is awesome. And so is that 50th anniversary special on Disney Plus.
That is incredible, too. Have you seen that, Ed?
I have not.
Oh, geez.
I've had a tough October. I've had a real busy October. I'm going to catch up on everything, though.
My November's going to be like.
Okay, so for tonight, we're going to go park by park and talk about some of the things that everybody basically except for Melissa and I have seen that has been unveiled for the 50th. And then we're going to start talking about some of the things that we're waiting to see. So who has a reference? What park do we want to start at?
So I've got Magic Kingdom. One of the things, and we've had this around for a while, is the Cinderella Castle Royal Makeover,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm a fan of, but also saying that I'm a fan of it, I hope it eventually goes back to the original. Like, I'm a fan of it in a 18-month celebration, but I don't know if I want it to be that way forever. And I'm talking about the kind of rose gold, kind of mauve coloring.
I think you got two things happening there, though, Jimmy, if I can, right? You got that Royal Makeover, which was the really dark blue turrets in the pinkish-type center,
which
mirrors Disneyland. Right. That was the Royal Makeover, but now you have
nighttime.
The Beacon of Magic, which is all of the iridescent 50th bunting that they call it all over this castle, which that's definitely only for the 50th, but I don't know about the rest. It's a good question.
I would like to see it go back to the regular gray and blue colors eventually.
They're going to leave it long enough for us to get used to it, and then that's when they'll switch it back.
You're probably right, Ed.
Well, kind of like Hollywood Studios with the hat. Definitely not the birthday cake, though. They didn't have that long.
Well, did you see now that one of the parts of the Genie Plus is they have this, they've teamed up with Snapchat, and they have these augmented reality pictures that you can take. Like Panda posted one where it turned him into the genie, or the genie's in the picture, a little bit of both, I guess. Mm-hmm. But one of them is the 25th. You pick hold of your camera to the castle and it flips it to that 25th version of the birthday.
Yeah, you can. Oh, nice. It actually lets you pick from different parts of the whole 50 years of Walt Disney World, different parts when the castle looked different. So you have the 25th mm-hmm. anniversary, you have the original. So like
is
everybody
the toilet paper in there.
I don't know.
I just wonder. That's the only other thing that sticks out. There were a couple of mistakes they made. One was the birthday cake, and the other one was stitched toilet paper.
I liked the stitched toilet paper. I mean, I think it was funny.
It was irreverent.
It was just one day, right? It was one day.
Yeah.
And it did. I mean, got the point across. I mean, Stitch crashed in the Magic Kingdom. I mean, that's what he would do. So it made total sense.
Yeah, I get it.
Next thing, and I didn't get a chance to see it. Sam did. Disney Enchantment. I really like the idea of them moving. I think as much as people and I myself liked Happily Ever After, I think one of the biggest things was just one focal point. And I like them moving those projections onto Main Street because I think it just gives you more to kind of look at. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I think you're even further limiting the best place to watch it, where like Wishes, you could watch it almost anywhere. Happily Ever After, you had to be kind of in front of the castle. Now I think for Enchantment, you almost have to be at the train station to get the whole effect.
I tell you what, last week we had a great show where we had some of the interviews Sam had gotten from the parks on the 50th. And the gentleman that was talking about this show, Enchantment, made a good point in that their thinking was that no matter where you were down Main Street, you would be in the middle of the projections. So that was the thinking behind putting the projections on Main Street itself, not to be like part of the complete show where you would kind of like have to see it from the train station, but more like along the lines of it included you in the entire show by doing that.
Yeah, but so, I think to Jimmy's point, like even if you are on Main Street watching it, you do kind of get bottlenecked, which you kind of had that going on with Happily Ever After because you pretty much, if you weren't in the hub, you know, your view wasn't as good. So now you basically have to be in Main Street in some way, shape, or form to get the whole experience. So
in the conversation that you were alluding to, Ed, and I don't know if it was part of that interview or not, I asked the question, where do you watch this? Do you watch it from the train station? Do you watch it from the hub? And he compared it to a rock concert. And basically said, look, you're always going to have people that want to be in the first three rows and they're going to get right up front and they want to be part of that experience. And we're going to give those people everything they need when they're right in front. But at the same time, we want to take the people that are sitting in the seats further back and make them feel like part of the show. So we're going to wrap it down Main Street to make them feel part of it. But you're not missing anything if you don't see it because you're in front. So he kind of made it feel like it's for different reasons to just make it bigger. So it was interesting. Comment.
Right.
I saw it twice. Both times I was right in the hub and both times I loved it. It's a great show.
And in the hub, meaning you're looking at the castle, you're not looking behind you down.
I'm looking at the castle. And I'll tell you what, I looked a couple of times. I looked behind me because I knew. So it doesn't start on Main Street. It, as the show progresses, there are certain times when it then wraps all the way down. And I knew when that was going to happen. So I turned around. I couldn't see anything but people's heads looking at me. So I couldn't see anything on Main Street. So I just looked at the castle.
Right.
Which is, the fireworks are incredible, by the way.
Yeah.
So sure. Big. They're so slow in the way that they fall, and it makes pictures easy.
One of the other comments from that interview that stuck out was the show is actually a couple minutes shorter than the previous show, but the fireworks have been increased. The amount of fireworks in it are more. So they shove a lot into a little amount of time.
Nice. Two other these are just quick notes, I think, that have changed. And I don't know, you know, necessarily if they're for the 50th. Obviously, the Hall of Presidents added our new president, Joe Biden. Opened up not too long ago. I have yet to see it. I actually wanted to go see it. Do we know if they changed a narrator? Because usually the president kind of gets to pick a narrator.
Everything was exactly the same, except Joe Biden recited the oath of office instead of Donald Trump. It's the same show.
Okay. Gotcha. Interesting.
That's on the list. Just marking my list down as we go on. Go ahead.
And then another thing that I did get to experience was the Jungle Cruise. Mm-hmm. Which they have made some changes to it that are pretty cool. There's a couple sunken boats along the way and some cargo that's floating in the river and some other things. Obviously, they get rid of Trader Sam at the end, and there's this whole scene with monkeys, and it's pretty funny.
I haven't seen that one. I saw the other one by the totem pole where all the explorers are up the pole together with the rhino underneath of them.
And so they're all real people now. It all falls into the that's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
Does anyone know if they're gonna do Jungle Cruise this year? Or are they gonna leave it since
I haven't heard yet?
Don't know.
I don't know either.
I based on that, I would assume yes, because they haven't said anything about it, meaning it's a normal year, because the last couple of years it seemed like it was automatic.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was there last year.
It was? Okay, more so. Yep, more so. So hopefully. That's pretty good. It is a fun thing because you do get the different jokes, which is fun, you know.
Yes.
One of the biggest things coming that I'm very, very excited for, and we did this on a show a couple of years ago, Ed, that we watched the YouTube video of the Tron light cycle run roller coaster. We did the one from Shanghai, and we kind of commented on that and watched it on YouTube. So that'll be opening next year.
We're hoping. But yeah,
there's a lot of months in next year.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, that is something definitely to look forward to.
Just like last year.
Well, see, now that's going to be another ride at the Magic Kingdom that's going to be top tier. So yes. Does that mean Splash, I mean, not Splash, but Space Mountain or Dwarfs drops off that top tier Genie Plus situation?
I bet
Space Mountain. We'll see how that works. Or they just
get a virtual queue. Does it get boarding groups, right? Who knows what's going
to virtual happen? Queue, here. I expect that. I went to the virtual queue thing on the Disney Experience app, and there's only the one out there right now for Remy. I guarantee by the end of next year, you're going to see two or three virtual opportunities based on different parks. Like Universal does. Like Universal has the entire screen of all the virtual rides. I think Disney's going to be going that way.
My hypothesis here is that the reason Rise of Resistance went to the standby instead of boarding groups is they had issues having multiple boarding groups in different parks.
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking they drop Ratatouille and they pick up Guardians of the Galaxy and then they drop Guardians and they use those.
What's the
issue? There's some technical issue that we don't know about.
Because there's some technical issue that they can't do more than one queue at a time. The other part of that is so they can charge you for a lightning lane.
Well, okay, now I can understand that. Before, though, if you reserve that park for that day, they should have that big, you know, virtual ride line.
Right.
But most parks didn't have a ride new enough to do that with, so they couldn't really force the issue. But now we're going to be opening up with these new rides and in the other parks.
That's right.
I think when they open Guardians, which will probably be the next one, I think Guardians will probably be before Tron, that the virtual queue will move to Guardians and that Ratatouille will be one of your top tier that you pay per to skip the line.
Well, it is currently.
Right.
I agree with that for two reasons. One is because when you're having an opening, you need to have that flexibility that the ride could go down. And so when you just have boarding groups or a standby line and something happens, which it inevitably does because they're working out the kinks and everything, you don't have a monetary tag on that. If you start putting that in the individual lightning lane right away and that ride goes down for half the day, all the day, that's a lot of pretty upset customers and a lot of refunds. Or in the case of Disney, not doing refunds right now, they're giving you a different fast pass. That's some pretty upset customers.
Well, not only that, but you're right. I mean, I agree with you. And you're refunding those people that are capped at two of those pay per attractions per day. So if I pick Guardians of the Galaxy is one and Ratatouille is two, and Guardians of the Galaxy goes down and they have to refund me. Now, toward the end of the day, I'm not going to purchase a different one to replace it with. So you're right.
And the other benefit of having a virtual queue that's free, quote unquote, but you just get into it, is that you can limit what your capacity is for that day. And if you have more, then you can open it up, but it's hidden from the public. You don't get to see. And then you avoid that 5, 6, 7, 8 hour line for guests just standing, waiting to get on the ride. So I foresee that they continue with this virtual option, which is almost like a third tier line. We'll have standby, Genie Plus, individual lightning lane, and then virtual queue for the new rides that come on. And as they age out and they get to be more stable, like Rise of the Resistance did, then it will be folded into that individual lightning lane category.
And they've built in that backup groups into the virtual queue. So once they fill so many queues and then they do backup boarding groups, which basically says, look, we're not guaranteeing you're going to get on. You may not. But there, if everything goes good for the day, we'll try and get you on at the end of the day. All right. One of the other things that's coming, and this will be the last thing for Magic Kingdom, is the Princess and the Frog reimagining of Splash Mountain.
Right.
And that's happening both at Walt Disney World and Disneyland. I'm from New Orleans, so Princess and the Frog kind of hits home for me. So I'm kind of excited to see what they'll do. I'm a little upset because Splash Mountain is such a iconic attraction, and I think it's very, very well done. Probably my second to favorite ride in Magic Kingdom behind the Haunted Mansion. So I'm going to hate to see that go, and I hope they do some things that some callbacks to Splash Mountain, which I'm sure they will. In the current Splash Mountain, you have some callbacks to America Sings and some of those animatronics.
Right.
So I'm sure we'll see some of that stuff in there. I'm a little miffed because we don't really have hot mountains in New Orleans.
Well, I'm imagining they're going to redo the inside of the mountain somewhat. You've got to keep the trails, and you do have the big drop, but I'm sure they're going to somehow finagle the story so that the drop's going to make sense. Maybe we're coming back from Hades or going to Hades or something.
Maybe, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The guy. I'm looking forward to seeing the engineering concept of them redoing the mountain to make this ride good. Hopefully it's not going to be just a repurposing of the exact same, you know, ride itself with just decorations from the other one.
Yeah.
But, you know, we will see.
I think the question is, do you think this happens during the annual refurb? Right, every January, February, this sort of comes down and gets. So, do you think it happens this springtime?
It'll be years. It's going to be years for them to do it, and it cut back a lot of the stuff they said they'd be doing already.
Yeah,
that wasn't like odd or you know, all of a sudden. So, I'm not sure.
I'm thinking they're not going to shut this down until they can get Tron open.
That's a good point. I like that point.
Yeah. You need a people eater. But the one thing Splash does, a lot of people stand in that line.
Yeah. Right. And, so one other thing I wanted to bring up, and this is all over the park, but me and Morgan did take some time looking around Magic Kingdom, is all of the gold 50th statues in and around the park.
Oh, yeah. All over. That's statues, everywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's 50 of them, right? I don't know how many is in each park. I don't know if they're evenly distributed, but they're pretty cool.
They're cool.
You know, was it Minnie was getting more love?
They're all right in the hub, right? Mickey and Minnie look great. They really
Mickey and Minnie are both in the hub. One of them had a line, the other one didn't, for pictures.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't remember which one. I think Minnie had the line.
Right.
Nobody was waiting for Chip and Dale.
Yeah. They were all lined up at one. They had like 10 people in line for one of them, and all the other ones were just kind of sitting there. Which was interesting. But they're very cool. They're very pretty. They look very good. So
They're supposed to become an active piece of these new Magic Bands if we ever see these things.
I need to. Oh, so they're going to interact? I didn't realize.
Yeah, those that was 50 all,
that's
statues,
the whole plan.
Yeah, with, they're going to interact
with Magic Bands.
With the new Magic Bands, the light up in the center. The Magic basically, Band Plus. Here's the way I look at it. It's the technology that was in Glow with the Show, those ears that I have a pair of somewhere.
Yeah.
But they're going to interact. Oh, your Magic Band is now going to interact with fireworks.
Even go further back from Glow with the Show to Pal Mickey.
I got one of them upstairs, too. It's
a picture
of too.
So, Mickey.
Back to the Magic Band. Are they already selling these guys, or this is something coming in the future?
I have not seen them yet.
Okay.
They announced it on the 1st, if I'm not mistaken, because I know we were already down there. It was either the 1st or the day before, because we got it. Before we went to the parks, I got it posted up on the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com.
They announced that they were coming.
They announced they were coming, but not a date.
It's odd as they're telling
Magic Bands. Well, they announced two things at the same time. It was Magic Band and the Hey Mickey.
Well, what's so funny is they actually announced the Hey Mickey a couple of days earlier, because I did that post on our website before we left for the trip. And then that morning that we posted about Magic Band Plus, it included it again. So I don't know if they just wanted to reiterate the Hey Mickey. But I mean, the Magic Band Plus is definitely the bigger news out of those two.
Yeah, and the whole face of that Magic Band lights up.
Yeah.
So
it's more like a watch.
Did either of you see the – I don't think Morgan, I think she was with me. But Sam, did you see the Stitch?
the Stitch
50th statue. I've heard he's all like,
oh, yes, he's at the, it's at the blue wall. Yes, or at the purple wall. I'm sorry.
He's the purple wall. He's like stuck to the purple wall.
Yeah, he's like climbing, like he busted a hole in it and he's climbing out of it.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yes. Cool.
We didn't even make it over to Tomorrowland at all.
No.
Yeah, you got to block that path right there. Yeah.
All right. I'm
out. Busy trip. Busy trip. Okay. Let's move over to.
I got one more I want to throw in there because I didn't get to see it, but it's the Coco addition to Fillmore Magic. That new scene that
they debuted on
October the 1st. I didn't get to see it yet, but I think it's cool.
Okay, so Walt Disney World now has that. That was October 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yep. So that's on the list.
I also understand that they also completely changed the projection. It's 100% digital. It looks brighter than ever. Oh, it's crystal clear. And I'm going, that's awesome. So happy to hear that.
Nice. That's another good, that's a great attraction because there's not usually a line to get onto that, or it doesn't take more than one showing to get into the theater. So
yeah,
I couldn't definitely believe there were actually people complaining that they were adding that sequence in there. I'm like,
no, come on.
Like they're not even taking any, they're not replacing anything. Like they're just it's a little bit longer. They're adding a sequence. Like,
people have too much time on their hands to complain about
that's
that.
Exactly right. Come on. That's awesome. They added something and they added a Pixar franchise to what was a legendary Disney animation, right? That was all animated stuff.
A ridiculously visually beautiful Pixar. Not that there are, I mean, Pixars are, but.
Well, yeah, I don't know what scene it is. I haven't seen it yet, but it's on my list.
That whole movie is so like visually gorgeous and the music is so great. It makes total sense that they would add that there.
Yes.
And it's in two parks now. That's very cool. Yep. Okay. So let's move over to Hollywood Studios because Hollywood Studios, we've gotten so much over the last 5 years that to narrow it down to the 50th makes it a little bit more difficult, but there's definitely some things. So
I don't know what is going on at Studios.
Jingle bell, jingle, bam.
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 But is that part of the 50th? I mean, you got jingle bell, jingle, bam. We got a lot of things supposed to be coming.
Well, I want to say that Mickey and Minnie's Railroad was part of the 50th. I think that was time. It was time to come up with something new for the parks, and I want to kind of count that in the 50th because
Look, also, if you haven't been there in a while, if you haven't been to the park since before COVID, then this is new. Yes, it's new to you. Absolutely. Right.
But yeah, you're right. Because of all those things that have been going on the last 5 years with Toy Story Land and Galaxy's Edge, Hollywood Studios has been a bit light on the 50th, definitely. You carry like some snacks. They carry some of the popcorn buckets.
That's right.
Things like that, definitely.
There are 50th characters over there, R2 and BB-8.
Yep.
I do have something new that's coming.
Sweet.
So the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue Table Service in Toy Story Land, which will be a welcome addition, I think. There's quite a few sit-down restaurants in Hollywood Studios, but I do have a hard time
picking
a place. And so I'm excited to see this addition. No official date, sometime next year. So within the 50th anniversary.
We know the building's there.
Expecting.
Mm-hmm. There's concept art right in front of where the entrance is going to be. It's right behind the Toy Story Land Woody sign when you walk in, not far from that. The building's there. We don't know what's going on inside it, but it will be nice to see that finally.
I am all for all the barbecue they want to add to the parks.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, they do well at barbecue. Okay, so that was a quick stop at Hollywood Studios. Where are we going to move next?
I think the only thing that we didn't mention was the Beacons of Light, which is going to be on the tower.
The Tower Terror, which is an interesting spot for it, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Beacons of Light again, explain that.
So Beacons of Light is at all four parks. Basically, the icons are going to be illuminated iridescently in some way, shape, or form. Magic Kingdom Cinderella Castle got it, and Tower of Terror gets it. So basically, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm thinking if you think the sunset seasons, like the Christmas overlay that they do, I'm thinking it's probably going to be a long... Those something lines.
Like that, yeah. Sunset seasons greetings.
Is that what yes.
That's all the sunsets and seasons. And
That tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Yeah. I mean, Tower of Terror has become the de facto icon of Hollywood Studios since we don't have the hat. And we don't
I think
have
it's Millennium Falcon, but that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Based on this, though.
Yeah. So it's interesting, though, that, you know, it the Tower of Terror gets the holiday over.
Well, you know, if you think about it, though, outside the park, you see the Tower of Terror from everywhere.
Yes, you do. Everywhere.
From everywhere. So you know, from the gondola all over, yes.
Even right. From Animal Kingdom going up Everest.
Yep.
You see it from everywhere. So, yeah, that works. That's okay. Okay, so let's move over to Epcot. Animal Are we ready Kingdom. For Epcot?
Whatever.
That's going to be a lot of the big stuff.
The big stuff's at Epcot. So do Animal Kingdom real quick.
Okay, so let's head over to Animal Kingdom because there's not a lot going on over there, but we definitely want to stop and see what they have new. I haven't seen it yet. Has anybody seen the what's the thing with the kites?
The Kite Tales, which is the new they call it the High Flying Performance featuring Disney character themed kites. I've seen videos. Basically the same theater where they did Rivers of Light.
Okay,
yep. Sam's seen it.
I have seen it multiple times. I got a bunch of video that I have not produced yet. And Ed. So a couple of things I could tell you about Kite Tales. Number one, it's about a 10-minute performance. There are different versions of the performance. So one show will be Lion King themed, and the next show will be Jungle Book themed, which is okay. And I think part of that is because it's hot sitting out there in those stands in the middle of the day. In fact, we talked about this on the show. And I can tell you from experience that my iPhone could not record the entire show because it was too hot and it shut itself off.
Wow.
So that's how hot it gets standing out there watching this thing. Which brings me back to my first thought. Wait a minute. What about that place Ed always talked about over at the Flame Tree Barbecue and walking all the way down to the bottom and watching it from there? Great idea. You can see everything happening from Flame Tree, except there are some performers that come out on the stage or in the stands and sort of have kites right in front of you. You miss that element, but you get to see the jet skis pulling all the big kites around and doing stuff in the air.
The jet skis and kites, you just reminded me of an entire Epcot show that's just gone away.
It looks a heck of a lot like it. I bet it's the same jet skis.
Very cool. I don't
Different
mind
kites, thing. Though.
They're different kites because the kites look like Disney animals. They're big. Yeah. There are some huge ones. And I know they're a little unpredictable, meaning there's been some crashes and these things. While I was at Flame Tree, one of them ended up in the tree right next to Flame Tree, and they were trying to dig it out of there, which was interesting to watch. But it's, you know what? It's a great show for kids. It's entertaining. The music is wonderful. And sure, it's something to do with Animal Kingdom.
I was about to say it's something, right?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Any chance we could put lights into the kites and run it at night?
I don't see why not, but
I mean, they did with Epcot forever, so.
Yeah. You would think that they could get to that.
Yeah.
Right. Very cool.
So it's not too bad. I'm going to do this here one more time.
One of the videos that I've seen circling around on the Disney Nerds page on Facebook is the puppets that are walking through the park. And the one that I've seen the most is it's a person in a caribou or a reindeer or something.
Oh, I've seen that. Yes.
Yeah. And so their legs are like the front legs. But then their body kind of looks like they're like riding it or shepherding it. And then there's other ones and they just look so beautiful. And it reminded me of Kevin, the bird from Up, walking through and being able to come upon that character, or it was just a lot of fun and an unexpected surprise. So I hope that they continue.
Are they blue and white, Melissa?
They are blue and white. They looked a little holiday-ish.
That's for the holidays.
Yeah, which seemed early to me, but I was like, okay, cool.
I'm not going to complain. Artistically done, like almost like almost like in a Mary Blair type of
sort of
just the way they're done, it's not trying to be an actual representation of one, but more of like an artistic representation of it.
I'm
surprised they're already out, because that was even part of they did an announcement a week or so ago of all the holiday stuff coming to Walt Disney World. And that was one of them for Animal Kingdom. So I'm surprised it's already out.
Some of these kites are big, like big.
Are they still doing the night show on the tree? Did that ever come back?
It's a beacon of magic.
It's a beacon, beacon of magic. Yeah.
But it will be the same like animations on it with the beacon of magic, or different renditions of that, maybe. Or
I believe they've enhanced it because it. I mean, it's part of the beacons of magic, so it was part of the big announcement. Like I said, I didn't get over there for our 50th weekend. I know I'm definitely going to go to Animal Kingdom. When we're all there in November, so
I was looking at the schedule there, and actually Animal Kingdom's going to be a tight squeeze to get into there, so I'm going to see what happens. I was giving up my whole rope drop for the Flight of Passage and all.
We'll see. Oh no.
I know. Well, it's there, for the Star Wars ride, so Rise.
Got it.
It's one for the other.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. I'd go the Star Wars way too.
Yeah. Well, a couple more times anyway until I get tired of it. Okay, so let's head over to Epcot. Epcot is definitely where there's a lot going on. There's a lot continuing to go on, and all of it's good.
All of it's good. All of it's great.
Right. First off, we'll start with the virtual queue ride, Remy. Who's been on it? And I know we've talked about it on the show before, but... is anybody new got Sam, you just got on it new, right?
I did, and I would say, you know, it's more than Remy, it's an expansion of France is the way that Disney wants to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because once you go on the right hand side of the old France pavilion and walk down with the International Gateway on your right and the gondolas flying, you come around that corner and it is a new area. There's a sit down, a counter service, a restroom, and an attraction that is Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. So Remy is awesome. It's a great ride. It's not Rise of Resistance. It was never said it was going to be Rise of Resistance, but it's a great attraction.
Ride is fantastic. It's a great family ride. The area is amazing.
Yeah.
So I do want to say, so I got to ride it the first time on October 1st.
I had to yell at him.
Jimmy had already done the D23. Stop jumping in my story. And Jimmy didn't explain the ride beforehand, but the one thing Jimmy talked about was the smell of French bread.
Yeah.
So like,
enjoy it.
And I talked to Melissa about this. I feel like this is the new scent. This is our new park scent, is the scent of French bread.
You mean the burning buildings in Alexandria, the library being burned, isn't going to be it anymore?
I mean, it's still going to be there, but I mean, French bread, let's face it, smells better.
I'm going to need a candle that smells like French bread. Actually, you can walk into pretty much any grocery store here and get that scent. Yeah, me and Morgan's getting on the ride, and she's like holding up her phone to do some TikToks. I'm like, put your phone down. Like, you need to, like, pay attention and enjoy the ride your first time. And after that, if you want to film it, but, look, this is your first time riding, you gotta really just sit back, enjoy the attraction, and take it all in. And then, you know what, later on, we can film it.
Here's the thing, though. Sit back and filming it, the ride's in 3D. You need to wear glasses.
Right.
You gotta put glasses on the camera. It's like recording the Muppets. You can't watch that.
There are some parts of it that aren't. I mean, the queue itself is great. The beginning of the ride is not bad as soon as you go inside. And even when you're going around the hallways or behind the walls, you're going around in some areas that are pretty much like, it's not projected as much as it is around you, like, you know, big things.
Oh no, there you're definitely
the refrigerator.
There's some physical
objects. Absolutely.
Well, we went live in the queue because that's as far as like the reception would take us. And there was one wall that I was like pointing out to everybody that thought was really cool, because at first you just see Eiffel Towers. But when you really look at it, it's like a fork and spoon and Remy, like their salt and pepper shaker, all these things making up the Eiffel Tower. And my first thought is there is going to be merchandise with this print, and I'm going to be all over it because it's so cute.
It's like going to be as iconic as like the Haunted Mansion wallpaper print.
So we got new scent and new wallpaper.
I'm going to get you guys some French bread scented perfume.
Beautiful. I don't want French. I'll take the candle, but I don't physically want to smell like French bread.
That's how I'm telling you.
I feel like strangers will just come up and sniff me, and I don't want that.
So now one of the things that Epcot has opened up already, has been the new entrance area, where the monorail is and in from the parking lot and such like that. Did anybody get to the front? The whole area where the fountain is and
Morgan went through there.
Okay.
Yeah, we stayed off property, so we took the original entrance, not the the back entrance.
Yeah. The gondola entrance.
Yeah, yeah. We took the regular entrance, and it was really cool to see, because I mean that was my first trip since our meetup last year, like to actually see the enhancements, to see, you know, the gravestones, quote unquote, have been taken down and moved. And then you saw all the walls for all the construction, but honestly, all the new walls were still cool because, of course, Disney doesn't put up plain walls. They have the characters on them. Like, I saw Hey Hey and I saw Figment. And
yep.
So, I mean,
on the other side, it's the arrows.
Yeah.
Coming from World Showcase to the area where all the construction is by the fountain, all the walls have these big arrows that are pointing you to where you want to go.
Yeah.
So you know which way to go, left or right. Along with that, though, we've gotten some reopening stores and things like that. We had the new Creation Shop, which we got to see some video from over the
October. Shop. Yep. There's a new, I want to point out real quick, there's a new magic shot, one of those tiny world magic shots that's up in front of Epcot that those guys were talking about. So,
yep,
those are always cool.
I've done the one in
Hollywood Studios. They do that.
Galaxy's Edge.
Yep. Oh, there's one at Galaxy's Edge. This is the second one, and they're supposed to be adding one to Animal.
They do one right next to the Star Tours ride where they used to do the Padawans. They have a photographer there with the 360-degree camera. You do the picture there, too.
The one me and Kim did was in Galaxy's Edge back where Kylo, they do the Kylo
ship. Yes, in front of Kylo's ship. That's exactly where it is.
Yeah.
So that's cool. There was some new PhotoPass stuff for the 50th. They also did a bunch of other PhotoPass things that we can talk about when we get the Magic Kingdom. But there's some other shots that they came up with. Magic shots.
Well, it's so cool that they kind of are taking advantage of those extra shots. And by enhancements, what we're talking about, when you have a Disney photographer take a picture of you, a lot of times they'll ask you to put your hand up in the air or they'll ask you to do something specific. And then when you see the pictures afterwards, you have a very cool surprise because Tinkerbell is sitting on your hand or Dumbo is flying over or something like that when you're ducking.
Yeah.
So to have them do 50th is awesome to hear. And it looks good for down the road because we're going to keep getting new stuff like that.
Yeah.
I will tell you as a travel agent, I almost always recommend the Memory Maker option to my clients because of those things. Like you're not going to get that taking those pictures by yourself. Between the magic shots and the ride photos and videos, in my opinion, that makes the Memory Maker worth the $169 for the whole trip.
Plus, it's definitely so much easier for like the photo pass photographer. You want that family photo in front of the castle or in front of, you know, whatever icon, you want that family photo, and it's so much easier to have them do it than, you know, a stranger say, hey, can you take a picture of us real quick? Like,
for sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's a better picture too.
And I am the guy that strangers ask to take their picture.
I feel like I am that guy a lot too.
I got stuck. My daughter kept volunteering all summer long on our trip. I was like, no.
I would volunteer.
Yeah, it's, I really cool don't once, mind, but yeah, you don't want to be volunteered for it constantly, for sure.
Yeah,
I'll volunteer, especially like if it's like, especially with like a young kid and like mom takes the picture and then they swap the phone and then dad takes the picture. Like, you know, those kind of situations, I'll jump in and be like, hey, you know, you want me to take a picture with all three of you, or, you know, make sure the whole family's together.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
That's just my like inner photographer. Like, let me help you get that shot.
Definitely.
That's right. That's good. One.
So did any of you make it to Club Cool after it reopened?
No.
I walked through it. I didn't get into it.
Yeah.
But it's not there. It's part of that Creation Shop.
And Morgan walked up towards the Creation Shop, and there was a line probably 100 yards out the front door because it was the first. So that's when they dropped all the merchandise.
It's exactly.
Oh, right. Yes.
And I looked, Morgan's friend Danielle went and waited in the line. I looked at Morgan and said, look, if you want to go with Danielle, I won't be mad that, like, I'll go find something to do. I'll go get something to eat or something, because I am not standing in the sun outside waiting to go in that shop. Morgan's like, yeah, let's go eat, because I'm not doing that either.
I was at one of the Epcot anniversaries probably like five, whatever, five, 6 years ago, and the line literally went out past Spaceship Earth. out toward the front of the park to get to the store to get those anniversary stuff for that anniversary. It had to be there maybe 30th or the 25th.
And look, if I if that was my trip for the year or whatever, maybe I would have gone to the end of the line, but I knew that we'd be back in November. So I was like,
yeah, it's going to be there for a while.
Yeah. All and that was my thought. And I was like, hadn't had breakfast yet. Let me get food.
So that the one interesting thing at the creation shop that I learned, they have two lines of apparel that you can only get in the creation shop. They call it the color and light. And it's specific merchandise that's Epcot themed that I thought was kind of cool. And you can only get it inside of Epcot. So there's some jackets that look very much Epcot looking, a lot of things that are themed to Spaceship Earth, mugs and things along those lines. So that was interesting.
90s neon vibes from that.
Yeah, that's some cool. 1982 neon vibe, I think, maybe. Yeah. But yes,
terrible.
Right. I agree with you.
It's legit. Terrible.
So something else that we got for the
you're 50th. Not getting it, Jimmy. Is that what you said?
No, you won't catch me wearing that. No.
Okay.
I'll tell Kim not to get you one.
That's funny.
So one of the other things that we've been talking about the last couple weeks that we got for the 50th, and we're going to count it as a 50th, was the opening of the restaurant Space 220.
Yep. Yeah.
We got to watch Charlotte experience an incredible meal down there, and basically and ambiance is the really fancy word to say really cool looking place.
Yeah.
All right. I got one thing I will confess I did not watch Charlotte's, but I'm going to assume that Charlotte did not get a kid's meal.
No, but Charlotte did say, so she got the fish and she said it was the best fish that she has ever had. Property or off.
Kid's meal, you get a limited edition set of trading cards that are from Space 220, which are really, really cool looking. And apparently now, so you can get them with the kid's meal or with some of the mocktails that they have.
Right.
Probably because all the grown-ups are asking for the
They should cards. Be available for everybody because I would like those, and I don't want a mocktail or a kid's meal.
I was told that if I have a white one, they're very rare, but I did not get a white one, but that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Then you order another kid's meal.
All right, so when I go there, everybody's getting kid's meal.
Or get the mocktail. I mean, the mocktails, it's the one with the cotton candy, and they pour the thing in, and it dissolves away, or the one with the pop rocks, which is kind of, right.
I've been trying to get a reservation for both our meetup trip and our December trip.
Yeah.
And randomly they will come up. There's a couple of different websites that are offering services where they will notify you if one comes up. And I said, oh, I'll try it. And I'm just always too late. And I swear it crashes the website because every time I do it, then Touring I can't
plans.
Get in.
Touringplans.com has a dining finder.
Yeah, it was fun. It's a cool place.
And don't discount Sam's oldest trick in the book. There is a bar there.
There's absolutely a bar there.
I've seen somebody that went there, and it's not going to work for you mostly because you got a little one, but you can just go up to the bar and sit at the bar and order food off the menu.
That is true. It's a different menu at the bar for now. I don't know if that's going to
change. Oh, is it? I didn't realize that. Okay.
It's slightly different than the main bar.
When you sit there, right?
Yeah,
it's a prefix in the dining room, and the bar was not.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So I'll agree.
Yeah.
Depending on your situation, you might like the bar.
Well, depending on how big it is and if there's a sitting area or enough room. Okay, so we also got Harmonious, which we've been talking about for the last couple weeks.
It seems like we've been talking about it for years.
Does anybody see Ursula when that thing turns blue and all these arms are waving around in the air? Or is that just me? No, that's just me.
That's just you.
Yeah.
Remember, you're watching, you've only seen it on a video. When you're there in person, it's completely different.
Completely different. And from my understanding, on October the 1st, when we saw it in person, we didn't get the effects of the center star dome or whatever the heck they call that big
Stargate.
Thing. The Stargate wasn't working on October 1st. It did not work. It was in V mode on the 1st.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So because there's supposed to be a bunch of things that fall and more projections, and we didn't get any of that. They were on the live stream that Disney did because that was the 29th or the 30th. I don't remember. But on the 1st, we didn't get that, which kind of stunk.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to know, when are they turning the fountains on for the daytime?
Haven't seen it yet.
Because it's a monstrosity.
Yeah. What's holding it up from being turned on during the day?
Man, I wish I knew.
they, I mean, when you say like, do they do shows or just on? Because when I was in the summer, they were on.
It's supposed to be just
they were shooting water out the top of them in the summertime.
Yeah, they were testing it, but now since it's launched, they should be on all the time to hide their
They weren't hiding. They weren't. You could tell they were there. It was just water shooting at the tops.
Well, not
hurting anything.
Yeah, no. But I mean, when they're fully on, I mean, they look like big, huge fountains. They don't look. Mm-hmm. They don't look like
a huge, big black thing sitting in the
right for doing nothing.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, when we were there, all they had like the screens were on during the day, and they had like the Walt Disney World 50th logo on there, and that was it. Like no water, nothing. And right. Me and Jimmy were there two different days.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be just something they're working on.
I hope so.
Yeah. Now, some of the new things coming to Epcot, which I think is going to be very cool coming up in the next couple of years, really first and foremost, and we've talked about it, and I know Sam wants to tell me the name of this one, but I'm going to say it, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. It's coming, and it sounds great, and we've actually added a new word to our Disney nerd vocabulary, and that word is Omni Coaster.
That's
what we're going to be riding in this ride.
It's an Omni Coaster. Now, I want to start by saying, lucky enough to, during the media event, I went inside the building. I was in the big green building with all the lights on. A tour of us went inside, looked up, and saw nothing but track going all over the place, every which direction you can imagine. I did my best to look at it and follow it all the way around. I didn't see it go upside down anywhere. We got to ask some questions, including the Omni Coaster question, Ed, because when I think Omni, I immediately think Haunted Mansion. I think Omni Mover, something that's constantly moving. And They corrected me right away and said, well, that's not what we mean. What we mean is we're able to point you the direction we want you to be looking to see our show scenes, our setups. So if you think Haunted Mansion, it moves you to the left, it moves you to the right. That's what this coaster is going to do. So one of the things that I realized right away and looking at the track, this is the longest reverse launch coaster anywhere, or the first reverse launch coaster is what they keep saying.
I think it's the first reverse launch coaster and the longest indoor coaster.
One of the longest. They corrected the way they said that because I asked exactly that, Jimmy. One of. But it is the first reverse launch coaster. But when I think reverse, my mind immediately goes to Expedition Everest and the fact that the track flicks around and you go backwards. And an Omni Coaster, that's not what's happening. They turn the car backwards and the coaster goes forward, but you're facing backwards.
Right.
Does that make sense? So the coaster is going the same way all the time. They just point you backwards.
So you feel like you're going backwards.
The coaster doesn't need to change direction. You're changing direction.
Yeah.
You change your perspective. And they also said that, look, this isn't a countdown 3-2-1 launch like Aerosmith. This reverse launch is very much part of the storytelling of the attraction.
You're probably running away from something and you're turning to watch.
Or you're getting blasted away from something. Right. Or something blows up.
Or you're in a ship getting away. Sure.
They made it clear that this was part of storytelling. Now, I can also tell you, when I looked around that room, there are LED panels just draping everywhere around this track. And there are sections of it that I look at it and I go, wait a minute. That looks a lot like when you go into Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and you slow down a whole bunch and you sort of go through this thing and then you come out the other side. And of course, they wouldn't comment when I asked that type of a question. But to me, that's what it looked like. There's going to be show scenes within this coaster where it slows down and you're looking at stuff. I couldn't see any animatronics or anything, but that's where my head went.
Yeah.
Right. Or digital. It's going to be all digital, just like it is on the Guardians out in California.
Absolutely. It could be completely digital because you could see those screens, but it was neat to look at. And you could tell where brakes are on coasters and you could see where it's going to slow down and where it's going to, but it did fly all around. It made some big banks up to the right and to the left, but it never went upside down.
Right. Now, and I did hear it's more family friendly than it's going to be thrill ride. That's right. But I had heard 2023, because it had been 2022 and moved out. Did you hear anything different?
They told us next year. Yeah. And now I am willing to make some bets here if anybody wants to put some money down. I talked to Imagineer about this, and they would not comment. I won't
bet money, but I may bet a beer. What's your bet?
Okay, here's what I got. Because they said it's going to come out next year in 2022. And it happened to be, you know, right before the 50th of Walt Disney World. And when you think about it in your mind, you go, wait a minute. Next year, October the 1st, 2022, is Epcot 40. How perfect would it be to launch Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind on the 40th anniversary of Epcot, steal part of the 50th anniversary celebration, because that goes 18 months.
I'm not going to bet on that, because I don't
know. I'm betting it's October the 1st, 2022.
You never know. Because I tell you what, there's a bunch of different things coming to Epcot, and we're talking major redevelopment type things that would definitely coincide with an anniversary of that park much better than this Magic Kingdom 50th of Walt Disney World. So I can kind of see where they would kind of bleed it over, maybe.
Dreamer's Point, make it perfect example too.
Sure.
Right.
I was thinking the Play Pavilion.
Yeah. So that's Jim, are you taking comment? That bet or not? Or are we?
No.
I think it makes too much sense.
Right. Now, something else coming to Epcot and hopefully going to be opening soon in the next year or two is the replacement for the electric umbrella, because we definitely need some more eating places in the future world. Excuse me.
No longer Future World.
Which is now World Celebration as of October the 1st. That's another thing that changed. The maps now have World Discovery, World Celebration, and World Nature.
The three neighborhoods, correct?
Yep. So we now have four neighborhoods total. No more Future World.
I did hear the Moana Journey of Water is a 2022 opening also. So I think they are gearing a lot up for 2022.
Yeah.
It was planned all to be earlier than that, but COVID pushed it off, and I think they're embracing it.
I think that's going to look awesome. I think when you still look at everything in the front of Epcot, without saying Future World, because it's not, all of the things that are behind those walls, that is Dreamer's Point, which is the statue of Walt that we saw at D23 Expo last year. That is Moana Journey of Water. That is whatever the new Celebration Pavilion is or isn't going to be, because things have changed. But there's a lot going back there, and there's all kind of work happening every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think kind of like what Sam was saying before with Guardians, I think a lot of it will be ready for October 1st, 2022 for the 40th of Epcot.
For the 9th annual Disney Nerds meetup in November of 2022, definitely.
Yeah, it's Epcot 40. That's, yeah. And by the way, all of this, when you put it in that perspective, when we say 18-month celebration for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, that goes until the end of April 2022. That's a lot, or 2023, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a long time to get there, to get the merchandise and get the things that they're talking about. Get your popcorn bucket. They're not going to run out of these things anytime soon.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, speaking of popcorn buckets, I do have to ask Sam, how many popcorn buckets did you get?
I got two. I got the Kite Tails bucket and I got the 50th anniversary bucket. I did not get any of the balloon buckets yet.
Okay, so you're going to be on the hunt for it when we're all there for the meetup.
Yes, I need to see them, because I got balloon buckets at Disneyland 60. And I don't know if they're the same or not. They look the same.
Well, they actually, my friend Danielle is a local, and she knows that I am now a popcorn bucket collector.
Okay.
So she has acquired two for me, because there's four different colors.
Yep.
So they do look, I'm looking for the photo on my phone as we speak.
Is there anything that says WDW 50 or anything? That's what I'm after.
Yes. So there is.
All right, good then. I'm going to have to get them.
I'm going to show you.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. Yeah.
And then on the back of them, which I don't know why they're doing this, but on the back of them, all that I've seen say Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Well, it's that 50th anniversary, really.
Yeah. And then they, of course, have like a 50th anniversary like strap and everything like that. There is a green. There is a blue, a yellow, and like a pinkish purple color. So
I'm gonna have to get, I will be on the lookout. I did not find them. I will be on the lookout for them.
Now, the only other thing I'm looking forward to at Epcot is the DuckTales World Showcase Adventure.
Hopefully that still happens. We've heard nothing about it. Yeah.
You're still predicting it's gonna be happening. Hopefully it does, and hopefully it's gonna be better than Phineas and Ferb. Who were the last ones? No, it was
Phineas. No. Yeah, it's Phineas and Ferb because Kim Possible first.
It was Kim Possible.
Kim Possible, right. That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. So anyway, definitely looking forward to that.
And in all cases, well, did DuckTales come back on? Is DuckTales their new season?
It did a couple seasons, and I think it's actually going to be going away.
Well, and then that's what it seems like. Every time they do something in, they start it when the show's in production, and then by the time it gets to World Showcase, it's done.
It's done.
Which is the same thing that happened with Kim Possible and Phineas and Ferb, and now it's happening with this.
By the way, Phineas and Ferb is the most underrated animated show.
Especially the Star Wars special, man. The Star Wars special is phenomenal.
It's all good.
So much
roller coaster.
Yeah, so much adult humor in Phineas and Ferb. It's
funny.
Those guys are geniuses who wrote it.
So there is one thing, Ed, in 2022 that I am absolutely looking forward to, if you were about to wrap things up.
Only one?
Well, there's a lot, but...
One that stands out.
September 9th, 2022. Finally, a D23 Expo in Anaheim and a Parks and Resorts panel, which is finally going to tell us what's going on Hobart Animal Kingdom, hopefully, with that tearing down of Primeval World. Going to tell us everything else that's happening, but I am so looking forward to a D23 Expo. So I've circled my calendars. It looks like it's September 10th or 11th. That's the Saturday, Sunday. One of those 2 days will be the Parks panel.
Well, we do have a Destination D23 at Walt Disney World this year.
Yeah.
The one weekend me and Jimmy will not be there in November next month.
I will say a lot of that expo is being streamed.
Yeah, so I'm saying we will get some announcements then, but I'm sure they're waiting for the big stuff for D23 in Anaheim.
Well, I'd love to know what's going on with Mary Poppins. I'd love to know, you know, all those things that sort of fell off and I get it. I understand. Yeah.
I hope Mary Poppins didn't get scrapped. I really do. I was really looking forward to that. So I hope that did not get scrapped.
Well, I hope whatever I think we would have been disappointed in what it was going to be because everybody assumed it was an attraction. And I don't think it was. I just think it was a meet and greet on Cherry Tree Lane.
But honestly,
we'll never know.
I would have. So like just my nostalgia, like that was the movie that I watched with my grandmother. My grandmother sang me, you know, Feed the Birds when I went to bed. So like I have an emotional tie to Mary Poppins. So just to walk on Cherry Tree Lane for me, I would have been like good. Mm-hmm. You know,
I you just reminded me of something that I have to mention. We talked about Kite Tells and, you know, it's cool for the kids sitting and waiting for Kite Tells. They've taken a bunch of Disney music and they've added, you know, sort of the Animal Kingdom sort of vibe to it. And one of the songs was Let's Go Fly Kite. And it was awesome.
Nice.
It was awesome. Waiting for Kite Tells. And I can hear it like, let's, and I'm kind of humming it. I don't know if anybody else knew that's what the song was, but I'm like, this is the best. Let's go fly a kite right before Kite Tells. I thought it was a great touch.
I would have started singing.
Very great cool. touch, Disney.
Okay, guys. So there's a lot of things that have come and there's a lot of things coming to the Disney parks down in Florida. Did we miss anything? What do you think? Let us know. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com. And watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 413 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. What's happening, what's going to happen, and what we're looking forward to. For Jimmy, for Sam, for Morgan, for Melissa. Wow, I haven't said that many names in a while.
Yeah.
This is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Guaharini.
Kongaloosh.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
TTFM. Ta-ta for now.